This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Today's primary elections will decide which Democratic and Republican candidates move forward to the general elections. But the X factor in some key Republican primaries will be unaffiliated voters, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Early turnout data shows unaffiliated voters are choosing to vote in the Republican primaries in higher numbers than in the recent past. Raul Botticero of Brighton is one of them.
I like candidates to be centrist, so I voted for what I feel are not extreme candidates.
Botticero said he usually leans Democratic, but was drawn to the Republican primary because it has more contested races.
CPR's Andrew Kenny. Political observers are watching to see whether those moderate, unaffiliated voters affect Republican primary results today. With COVID-19 vaccines now available for the youngest children, Colorado's health department is using a variety of ways to make the shots available. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The FDA authorized COVID-19 vaccines for children as young as 6 months old. They're now available through pediatricians, family doctors, mobile clinics, community health centers, pharmacies, and Children's Hospital Colorado clinics. The Pfizer vaccine requires 3 shots, while the Moderna vaccine is 2. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Biden administration is resuming the sale of oil and gas leases on federally managed land in western states this week. CPR's Miguel Otardo reports.
The Bureau of Land Management last year was considering putting 119 parcels of public land up for auction for oil and gas leases. It ultimately only approved the sale of 9 of those parcels, 6 of which are up for auction this week. That includes about 2,400 acres of land in northern Colorado. Biden had paused federal oil and gas leasing when he took office. Since then, his administration has strengthened rules around which public lands can go up for auction. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
A stopping point on the trail to the summit of Pikes Peak is closed. The caretakers at Bar Camp have COVID. This is CPR News.